If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. These are exciting days here at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday, 868 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in our Sunday school, and capacity crowds attended as the Lord added some 8 people to our church rolls. It was a very significant day with us because last Sunday was our groundbreaking service immediately following our morning worship services. It was a thrill to be gathered as a congregation on our 14 acres to break ground for our new building that is now underway. We praise the Lord for all of His goodness, for His mercy, for His truth. The Bible tells us that His mercy is extended from generation to generation, that His truth is everlasting, and that God ever lives. What a joy to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Could I ask you a question? Is Jesus Christ first in your life? Are you serving Him today? Do you know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? Do you have a church home? Are you attending church? Do your plans include Jesus Christ and the Bible and the church today? Let me give you a cordial invitation to come to Worth Baptist Church to share with us in the wonderful things that God is doing in our fall festival of faith that is now getting underway. In fact, on Sunday, September the 26, 1 week from today, officially, our Fall Festival of Faith gets underway, and we are making a family affair out of attending Sunday school and church during these days. Family emphasis will be for us during these days of the fall campaign. We are interested in your family. We're concerned about your family. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. And let me encourage you to join with us in this great endeavor of teaching the Word of God. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. We invite you to come and share the teaching of God's Word in the Sunday school hour today at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs, and we believe God will bless your heart by the music, the message, the fellowship with God's people in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And soon, as we've already said, with construction now underway, we're looking forward to the building of our new building on our 14-acre tract on Campus Drive at Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. What a joy to move forward in these days to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Again, if you're looking for a place where the Bible is taught, where the gospel is preached, and where there's a warm and friendly welcome awaiting you, we invite you to share with us today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We would be happy to send to you a complimentary copy of today's message on cassette tape if you'll simply write and request it this week. That mailing address again is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Let us hear from you this week, and give us the joy of having you in our services here at Worth Baptist Church today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Plain Truth About the Gospel. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the gospel of redeeming grace, and we thank Thee for the privilege to voice that truth by means of radio today. We would ask for every listener, Thou knowest the needs of their hearts. Thou knowest the problems and the perplexities that prevail in their lives today. And I pray whatever those difficulties are, whatever the trials or persecutions, may the Holy Spirit use this broadcast to encourage and strengthen them in this hour. We pray especially for our shut-in friends, our aging citizens, those in the rest homes or in the hospitals or wherever they may be today. So many of them unable to be out in public worship, it would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would use this message to cheer them up, to bless them, to strengthen their hearts. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the continuation of revival in our nation, in our city, and in our church. We pray for our government, for our president, for our congressmen, for national leaders as they lead our country during these turbulent and stormy days in which we live. And then, Heavenly Father, above all, may there be a spiritual awakening, an awareness of the need of Jesus Christ in our homes, in our hearts, in our lives, in our businesses, in our government, in our schools, in every area of our lives. And may Christ be crowned King, and may He be the Lord and Master of every life, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, at verse 3, Paul writes, But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Just what is the plain truth about the gospel? There are many today who are perverting the gospel, and the Apostle Paul in the book of Galatians chapter 1 pronounces a curse upon those who would do such a thing as pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul will say, in fact, that any man, even if an angel from heaven would preach another gospel, let him be accursed. Now, the question perhaps immediately arises in your mind, just what is the gospel? I think the best definition of the gospel is given by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where Paul says at verse 1, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. In a nutshell, my friend, the gospel of redeeming grace is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, we must not add to it, and we must not take away from it. It is God's gospel. It is God's good news to a dying world.
And I have that good news to give to you today. If you're dying without Jesus Christ, if you're lost and undone and unregenerate and unsaved, my friend, the most important, the most wonderful, the most exciting thing that could ever happen to your life would be for you to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Believe this gospel, pass from death unto life, enter into a covenant with God, and God will save you. The Bible tells us that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Paul tells us that in Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now what Paul was really saying is this. I am proud of the gospel of Christ because it is the dynamite of God. It is the explosive power of God. The gospel is not only dynamic, but the gospel is divine. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the gospel of redeeming grace. It is God's gospel. Not only that, my friend, but the gospel is dogmatic. Some might say, well, I can believe this and be saved. Or I can go to this place and I can go to that place or do this or do that. Do what I want to. Do my own thing and still be saved. Well, that's not according to the truth of God's word. Paul did not say, I declare unto you how Mohammed died or how Buddha died or how that one of the great religion heads died. No, Paul said, I declare unto you how that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Now, my friend, there is no other way for a man to be saved other than through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Well, in reality, the gospel cannot truly be hidden. The gospel is too precious. It is too powerful. It is too accessible. It is too dynamic. It is too glorious and wonderful and majestic. If you ask today, why preach the gospel? I would answer by saying that Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You see, God has ordained the preaching of the gospel to bring salvation to all who will believe. I preach the gospel because of what it is and what it does. What is the gospel? We just gave it. It is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What does the gospel do? Why, the gospel, like dynamite, blows you into, as it were, a new life, exploding, routing out the sin and bringing in a new hope and a new life with new confidence and new trust and new faith in Jesus Christ. This is the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is so powerful that the devil cannot withstay or withhold its power. I preach this gospel because of who God is and what God does. I preach this gospel because of what man is and what man needs. The Bible says man is a sinner. The Bible says that man is a rebel and an alien against God. The Bible tells us that man needs to be saved, that all men are sinners, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that there is none perfect, there is none righteous, there is none good, there is none that seeketh after the right way. No, not even one. So we know from the Word of God that man needs salvation. Man needs to be saved. And apart from the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. That is why we are preaching Christ and nothing less. That is why we preach Christ and nothing more. That is why we preach Christ and nothing else. You see, the full gospel is Jesus Christ and nothing less. The plain gospel is Jesus Christ and nothing more. The pure gospel is Jesus Christ and nothing else. What then is the plain truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ? First of all, let us note that the door of the gospel was opened to all nations by the Apostle Peter. You will recall that in the book of Acts, chapter 1, at verse 8, Jesus Christ gave a commission to the church, to his believers, to the apostles, to the local church, to evangelize the world. Jesus said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." So, we have been commissioned to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Now, Jesus Christ did not commission his disciples to do anything that he himself had not done. Over in the gospel according to John chapter 4, our Lord Jesus Christ went through Samaria, broke down the barrier that separated the Jews from the Gentile world, and preached the gospel to a fallen Samaritan woman. So Jesus Christ pioneered the way, went before us, and then sends us into all the world. In the book of Acts chapter 10, Peter had an unusual vision. And that story, to make it short, was Peter dreaming or having the vision that he had seen a great sheet let down from heaven, in which were all manner of four-footed beasts, unclean beasts. The Lord spoke to Peter and told him to rise and eat. And Peter said, "Lord, I do not eat anything that's unclean." And then again the Lord did the same thing, and the third time. And then the Lord said to Peter, "How do you call anything that I have cleansed unclean?" You see, Peter saw in that vision the symbol of the great Gentile world. Peter himself, being a Jew, thought the Gentile world dirty, unclean, and undeserving of the gospel. But the Lord taught Peter a lesson that what he had cleansed, Peter should not call unclean. So in that vision, and with Peter going to the house of Cornelius, there the gospel door was open to all the Gentile world. And I am happy that that's the truth today, because in all Gentile nations, God is calling out for himself, for his own name, a people to make up the great bride of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, my friend, the gospel is offered to all nations. Secondly, the gospel was taken through that door by the Apostle Paul. Over in the book of Acts chapter 13, there was a great conflict between Paul and the unbelieving Jews. They dogged Paul's path everywhere he went, trying to poison the truth, trying to poison and pervert the gospel. So finally, in the book of Acts chapter 13, Paul says at verse 46, "Henceforth, we go to the Gentiles." So my friend, the gospel, with a door opened in Acts chapter 10, Paul in Acts chapter 13 walks through that door and makes it possible for the gospel to be heard around the Gentile world. And that brings me to my third point. The gospel must be preached in all the world. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You see, the gospel cannot be confined to the city limits of Fort Worth or to Tarrant County, or to the state of Texas, or to the Metroplex, or to the five-state area, or to the United States, or to the Northern Hemisphere. The gospel is for all men, in all continents, in all climates, under all circumstances, under all conditions. The gospel must be preached to all the world, to every creature. You see, God is not a provincial God. God is not a tribal God. God is a worldwide God. Jesus Christ is a universal Savior. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see, my friend, God loves those people over there in Africa, in the Orient, in the South Sea Islands, across the nations of the earth. God loves them too. The Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ died, he died for the sins of the whole world. The Bible tells us that when God gave his Son a ransom, a sacrifice, a substitute for sin, that he gave him to the whole world. It is written in John 3:16, For God so loved the world, the whole inhabited earth, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, my friend, there's no way that you can put a limit on it. We must take the gospel to all nations, to all men, to all people everywhere, because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and live. Let me ask you a question. Is it fair that we here in America, in the land of the free, the home of the brave, the land of opportunity, is it fair that we hear the gospel so many times when around the world many, many people have never heard it one time? In fact, while you draw the breath that you're now drawing, somewhere in this world, four people will go out into eternity who have never once heard the name of Jesus Christ. How tragic, how pitiful. Oh, my friend, we must take this good news of the gospel to all the world. Let me ask you, are you sharing your faith? Are you witnessing for Jesus Christ? Are you telling others about his power to save? I trust right now that you'd resolve in your own heart that you'll become a soul winner, a witness for Jesus Christ, and tell everybody the plain truth of the gospel, which is that Jesus Christ died, Jesus Christ was buried, and Jesus Christ lives again. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Every Christian is a carrier of the gospel. The plain truth of the gospel is that Jesus Christ died for you. I trust that you'll believe in him even this moment. As we leave the broadcast today, may I remind you once again that we shall be looking forward to seeing you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our evening worship hour at 7. Come and visit with us today and join in the time of excitement in Christ in the services of Worth Baptist Church. And until next Lord's Day at the same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.